Ladies and gentlemen, tonight for half an hour, the blackout is lifted in order to welcome that man again.
It's a man again, it's a man again, it's a Tommy Hanley is here.
He'll do his best with all his zest to lift your troubles right off your chest.
Mother's pride and joy, Mrs. Hanley's boy, to try with might and main, to prove once more that you are more than man, than man again.
Well, now, bless my soul. I'm just talking about Tommy Hanley, and lo and behold, here he is.
Hello there. Well, I really thought now that my office is in a funfair that I'd be greeted with a funfair of trumpets. Cancel the plug money. That's the worst blow I've had for years.
Hey, boss.
What?
Boss, there's a big mail waiting for you.
A big mail? Who is it? Your brother Butch?
No, boss. Not Butch. I mean a batch of...
Now, look, Sam. One Butch is too much. A batch of Butches will botch anything.
Not Butch, Bush. I mean Butch.
But I'll bet you Butch is no good to me. He's too fond of hooch, Butch.
Oh, gee, boss. I was only trying to tell you, there's a lot of letters for you.
Oh, any of them got stamped addressed envelopes in?
No, boss.
What a pity. We might have answered them.
Them bozos is screwy, boss.
Are you talking basic Bowery, Sam?
I don't come from the Bowery, boss. I come from the Bronx.
Bronx? Bronx, the matter with you? Oh, give me the letters, Sam.
Morning.
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 Morning. That was Somerset Morn. Well, I won't open this letter, Sam. It's got OHMS on it.
What's that mean, boss?
Oh, heck, more Supertex.
Night.
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 Night. Francis Day, wasn't it? Which reminds me, Sam, let's go and sit on the fringe of Veronica Lake.
What about the letters, boss?
Oh, yes. Well, let's read the one that's marked NTBOTM.
What's that, boss?
Not to be open till November, eh? Oh, I say, Sam. Oh, this is a bit thick.
What is, boss?
It's an envelope full of fog. Serves me right. I shouldn't have opened it. Now, run away, Sam. Go out for a spell.
Sure, boss. M-A-T, Matt. C-A-T, Matt.
What a spelling bee. Well, now I must get a move on. I've got a busy day before me. Now, let me see. 8.30 a.m., wake with a shout, an alarm clock. 9, Miss Cat, search mules, find puss in boots. 9.30, open piano lid, look for rabbits and find Landauer. 10 a.m., let me see, 10, fancy bacon, Miranda into the kitchen and cucaracha. 11, oh, dear, hello. A washer on me what? Okay. That was Wee Whack, the geezer girl. She wants to look over the H and C.
Pardon me.
Oh, yes.
I hope I'm not being obsequious. If I may coin a phrase. But there's a gent waiting to see Mr. H.
Well, what's he like? Is it a short man called Mr. Simmons or a tall man called with the summons?
Oh, no, no. I should say he's wealthy.
Oh.
Says he's a sporting peer.
Sporting peer? Sounds like a jetty with spats on. I bet he's got folderols on his watch, Jane.
Well, as a matter of fact, I didn't examine his credentials.
Well, that's nice of him.
He gave me his card, and lo and behold, here he is.
What, the card of the man? The card, I see. Well, what's this? What's it say? The Marquis of Morn, Shillelagh Shally, County Cork. Clubs, savage, crufts, and Indian. Duck shooting and handcarts hired out. Well, it sounds all right. Show him in, Mr. Pintable, will you?
Yeah, no sooner said than mended, to quote a phrase. This way, my lord.
Oh, me boy. Oh. I've been dying to meet you. I have.
My dear Marquis, I'm delighted. I am, I'm not.
Don't bother about Marcus and me boy. Call me Mick, and we talk as man to man to man.
Well, not as man to man to Varney. Well, listen, you can call me Tom, you can, and what a can.
Ah, man, after my own heart.
Sorry.
No, you're not averse to making a bob, are you?
No.
He's on the side. What?
Missed him. At the present, I occupy a position of great national importance, and I can't accept bribes of any kind. How much?
Oh. Oh, there's bags of money? There is.
Ah, three bags full.
Well, all you've got to do is turn this place into a sort of a stadium.
Stadium? He's doing a so-so on me. What, you mean a sporting club with fighting and ferreting and fooling about?
Yes, of course, and billiards and dancing and all sorts of indoor capers.
Indoor capers? Oh, I'm keen on them. I remember once playing Hunt the Blonde in the blackout. And when the girl... Well, anyway, where do you come in? That's what I want to
know. Oh, I'll find the talent for you. Now then, would you be letting me have a pound or two for expenses?
Well, to coin a phrase, no.
I thought not. Well, me boy, goodbye.
Ta-ra, ta-ra, ta-ra. Ta-ra, ta-ra, ta-ra. Well, this is a big idea, it is. Something new, eh? Big sporting events like tossing the tiger and chasing the crocodile around the Chatsby. And all my sideshows as well. Well,
ah, Mr. Amberg.
Ah, Mr. Moisevich.
I am redundant.
Redundant? Well, you're a fatter man than I am, Gunga Dino.
But for you, I have a wonderful scream.
Scream? Oh, I've seen your posters around London. If it's me Darthy you're after, Belinda's the name. I know.
For your sporting club, I will find a fin dancer.
Fin dancer? Sounds like a kipper doing the cobblers.
I will organize for you a folly de dance.
Folly de dance? What's that, a waltzing parrot?
No, a place for the jitterbags.
Oh, I see, trembling trousers. Well, what do you want for all this service?
All I want is 10% commotion.
Well, as one friend to another, how about 5% mental?
Oh, Mr. Honky Tonk, you are a perfect gem.
Gem? Does he think I was born with a raspberry in my mouth? Well, now I must arrange some novel sideshows myself. Now, what can I get?
Oh, dear.
Don't forget the diver, sir. Don't forget the diver.
Well, just the man I want. Now, where are you going?
Down now, sir.
Which way?
Norway.
Oh. Well, if you see Dick Tirpitz, give him a bonny black torpedo from me, will you?
I say, excuse me, Tommy, but is that the diver?
Well, if it isn't the laughing lamppost.
Why are you interested in the diver?
Well, Clive Richardson has just painted his portrait.
In watercolours?
No, in music.
Oh, what's it called?
Portrait of a Diver.
Well, let's hear this wet sheet music in the flowing sea.
I'm going down now, sir.
Oh.
Certainly was a Neptune.
Boss?
Yes?
Boss, there's a large male waiting.
You said that before, Sam.
Oh, but this is a big guy, boss. Oh. He says he's a boxer. He's got his trainer with him. The Marquis sent him.
Oh, the Marquis of Vaughan, eh? Well, show him in a minute, minute.
This way, Jen.
Off to you, champ.
No, off to you, trainer.
Well, it's Brawn and Gristle. Well, what an enormous mountain of meat. He's even got a piece of parsley in his ear, too. A real champ chop.
Put it there.
Right.
Give us your hand.
Oh, well, you can keep it now. I'm a glove short anyway.
Mr. H.
Yes?
He's the Irish champ. The unbeaten heavyweight, welterweight, flyweight, bantamweight, and featherweight.
In other words, he's a long weight from Tipperary.
I'm 15 stone at present.
You've been eating canteen rock cakes. Then you're a heavyweight, eh? Well, you can't fight as a featherweight as well.
Oh, yes, I can.
Well, I don't know. An expanding boxer. Well, gosh, this is a fine.
Let me, Governor. He can change his weights as quick as me.
Can he? Did he used to sell apples in the street? Well, how many fights has he won, excluding the missus?
I've never had a fight yet.
Oh, haven't you? Oh, I'll soon put that right. Come on, take your coat off.
All right, I will.
All right, that's right. Now, slip to the waist.
Yeah. Now then.
I dare to go out in the street like that. Take him away, Sam, and look after him.
Sure, boss.
Hey, I'm starving. I want half a cow for lunch.
Half a cow? Well, give him the front end, Sam, and keep the milk end for tea.
Hey, boss.
Yes?
Can Butch be his sparring partner, boss?
Now, don't talk bosh. He'd bash Butch to a mash. Which reminds me, send in Mrs. Mop, will you? She can be the club hostess.
But she's not in, boss.
Oh, you'll find her at the bricklayer's arm. She's only gone in to wet her veil. Now, I must get hold of that sporty peer. He must have a lot of powerful friends, judging by the snuff on his thumb.
Can I do him now, sir?
Where? Do who, Mrs. Mop?
The champ, sir. I just caught sight of him in his shorts, sir.
Really?
Oh, what a lovely man. What a chest.
Yeah, it looks like a sofa with the stuffing coming out. Really, Mrs. Mop?
I was always partial to boxers, sir. I used to keep a picture of Carnera under my pillow.
Well, must have made a bit of a bump in the bolster.
I'd love to be in his corner.
Now, Mrs. M, on no account must you enter his quarters.
Not even to take him one of my fancies, sir.
No, he might fancy too much. I've more serious work for you. Now, I want you to be my club hostess. You know, get all the hats mixed up and keep the best overcoat for me. You know the idea.
Shall I wear short skirts and long-tailed stockings, sir?
Yeah, of course you can. But don't forget to put in your fully fashioned teeth.
What for?
Well, then you can hold the saucer in your mouth for the tips while you help them on with the coats.
Oh, you are good. I brought this for you, sir.
Now, isn't that nice? What is it?
A bowl of gruel.
A bowl of gruel? Looks more like a trilby full of tripe.
TTFN.
EIEAMS.
What's that, sir?
E, if ever a man suffered. Well, now I shall have a bit of peace to work out my plans. Now, I'll have the opening of my new sports palace broadcast by Raymond Fresh Herring. And then...
Excuse, please?
Well, if it isn't the shake of the hips.
Please, sir, I tell you a nice side show for a club. That old lady, very shady.
Well, that's an idea. I can sit under her in the hot weather. Is she tattooed in technicolour?
Oh, no. Front and back. All in black.
Well, how about one who nestles? All in wrestles. Now, no good to me. No glamour.
No? Then, mister, I get you nice dancer. My sister, Fatimi. Oh, yes. Big anatomy.
Well, can she make curry?
Oh, yes, mister. Very well. Hot as...
Well, she can push the... she can push the curry cart around the club.
Oh, like bikey? Oh, crikey. Then, I get you a pretty lady.
From Port Sadie?
Yes. I go. I come back.
Tattoo for now. Well, I'm getting on. Now, next time, I must engage a band.
Oh, you'll find one in Tom Pan Alley, boss.
That's right, Sam. We'll go there right away.
Tom Pan Alley! Land of smash and gab! From lyrics to larynx, there's one born every minute in Tom Pan Alley!
Any new songs today, Sam?
No, boss, but I got some new singers.
What, do you mean the 9 o'clock new singers?
No, boss. Butchie's Batch of Budding Hutches.
Now then, Sam, don't start that again. We're trying to get out of Butchie's clutches. So send in the first Butch. Butch. The Batch.
Pardon me, sir.
Oh, dear.
I took the liberty, if I may call it a phrase, of bringing you my little niece, Sonia.
Oh.
Yes, she's wrote a song, she has. And lo and behold, it's a smasher. Yeah. Sing it for the gentleman, Sonia.
Pass the earplug, Sam.
I don't want to sing.
Now, surely you'll sing it for me, heaven forbid.
I don't want to sing.
Now, come. My little pet, you come here to sing for the gentleman, and lo and behold, you won't.
Well, she's quite right. Come on, let's all go to the pictures, eh?
I'll put my tongue out at you in a minute.
Well, I'm sure it's a very nice little tongue.
It ain't. It's all freckles.
Oh, I thought you'd been eating confetti. Well, will you sing if I give you a red hot penny?
Make it a cool tuppence and I'll sing your blinking head off.
There you are. Just another Dorothy Careless. Play for us, Sam.
Father's had to go to work. Now Mama's been called up. He's working on a farm way down in Devon.
Get the card, Sam.
He says that it's a shame because he's 53 years old. While Mum is only just turned 47.
Twist.
He's never done a tap before. Twill break his poor old horse. He's working down there just like any yokel.
What's it, a thin bit with a hole in, Sam?
A starving of the saddles, pushing old wheelbarrows.
Boss.
I'm cool, I don't miss him at the local.
Why, thank you very much. What beautiful words. It's got Rule Britannia skin to death. Now, don't do anything till you hear from me, my dear. Keep on gargling, and one day, it may come down your nose. Goodbye. You know, that kid's got something, Sam, and lo and behold, she can keep it. Next.
Ah, Mr. Tom Stanley, for you I have a beautiful song, the pick of all the dotties.
Dotties? You mean all the dirties, ditties, don't you?
Ah, yes, I sing it like Jilly.
What, Jilly Potter?
No, listen.
All right.
One, two. Slap-a-dapper, slap-a-dapper, up and down the brickwork, slap-a-dapper all day long. In and out the corners, round the Johnny Hornets, we were a pair of fair cream corners. Slap-a-dapper, slap, in the water crash, talk about a fancy ball. But with all, why should the old woman believe I'm the only wall, I said, quick.
All right. Pardon. Now sing the words this time.
Oh, you will buy the coffee root?
Well, I wouldn't sink as low as that. Here, take this car to the cement opera company. They'll book you solid. Now, what about that band I was going to hear, Sam?
They're here, boss. They look a bit old to me.
Lummy, they must be. They're coming in on their hands and knees.
Here's the bandmaster, boss.
Oh, boss.
Hey, talk about bands. Now you'll hear a great champion combination.
Oh, what are they called? The Silver Mounted Black Pudding Orchestra?
Nay, they're known all over North as the Galloping Nuts.
Galloping Nuts? Who conducts them? Adrian Bolt?
This band is conducted by Fred Fazakerly.
Well, Fazakerly, how much would I have to pay?
Wait till you hear him. Talk about bands.
I'll pay him now.
Talk about bands. Whip him up, Fred.
Thank you.
I say, Fred Hartley left the pulley stacks up.
That's terrific. Tell her to put the kettle on and hot it up. Go on.
Hot it up? Talk about swing. Go to town, lads.
Bring them Archer Street and get the stretchers. They should join the Harry Paddy troops. No, I'm afraid they're a bit too modern for me. Besides, the cello player's got a bit of cabbage on his G-string. I'll let you know my decision after I've heard Billy Cotton's arrangements of the Dance of the Needles by Button Off.
Talk about fun.
I can't stand much more of this. Is your real porter here, Sam?
Sure, boss. He's all ready.
Ah, then we'll hear some real singing. Come on, strike up the band.
Nobody knows the hour. Nobody knows the day. But sure as steeples point to heaven, but they ain't far away. Someone will blow the trumpet. Someone will beat the drum. And love will be the golden key to the gates of kingdom come. There'll be no more picking, no more choosing, no more winning, no more losing, no more asking and no refusing. Round the bend of the road, there'll be green, green pastures, nothing weedy, blow, blow heavens for the needy, the dark shadows for the greedy, round the bend of the road. Those with something, they got nothing, bless their humble at night. We with nothing have got something, acres of paradise. Where there's no more hoeing, no more plowing, no more grumbling, no more rowing, no more scraping, and no more bowing round the bend. They bought nothing, left the humble at night. We with nothing have got something, acres of paradise. Where there's no more hoeing, no more plowing, no more grumbling, no more rowing, no more scraping, and no more bowing. Round the bend of the road.
Well, well, well. That was Tom Palali at his best. Now, I wonder if my friend the Marquis has raised the necessary yet. Have you seen him, Sam?
Yeah, boss. He's outside playing poker with three tough babies.
Three tough babies? Open the window and let's have a look.
There they are, boss.
Hey, that's my sixpence, you blackguard.
I am watching with the British kind of bread, eh? I am watching for the splash.
Gee, boss.
Come away, Sam. Christopher Robin is saying some swears.
There's another gent to see you, boss.
Well, what's his name?
Yes, boss. This way, sir.
Yes, boss.
Well. If it isn't old...
That's right. You're, no.
No. That's it. Your memory must be getting, what do we call,
Well, it certainly is. But how's yours? Last time I saw you, it was beginning to get a bit sick.
Oh, yes. It's a bit better now. I took a course of lessons from old thing...
Oh, well, I've got a wonderful, slip of the... You know, for helping me to remember the...
Oh, really? Yes. How does it... you know?
Yes, yes. I suppose you've heard I'm opening a sort of a...
Yes, rather. Ought to be a big...
Oh, it's bigger than that. It's bigger than... We're going to have a couple of... what's it? In a sort of a kind of a...
Oh, that'll be handy, won't it? Yes. When, by the way, when are you going to, you know...
Oh, on the day... what day is it? A week from now, is it?
Oh, well, now you're asking. Yes. It'll be, let's see now, what's the day?
Well, yesterday was, no, that was the day before. That
yes, that's right. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll go outside and have a...
Banana?
No. No, I'll just have a...
Have a sack.
No. I'll have a... One of
have another. Well, that's an idea. Yes. I'll see you on the...
No, too busy. No, on that day, I'm with the, trust.
Calves head?
No. Yes, that's it. Brains,
yes, I. Well, I'll see you on the day, whatever that is, eh? You know, it's a mental thingamajig to talk to that fit and so-and-so. Well, I'd better go and find the sporting peer. What's his name? He should have caned them by now.
Hello.
What's going on here?
Oh, this silly old geezer says I mustn't go out with seeing your so-so.
I'll crown you with a flower pot.
Girls, don't be beastly to the geraniums.
I'm not going to be told off by a charwoman.
Charwoman? Me? I'm Miss Ramsey's hostess. Another word from you and I'll...
Now, Mrs. Hopp, I'm surprised at you two quarrelling over this shocking old rake so-so with an accent reeking of ravioli and Blackpool rock. To say nothing of the sheep dip on his bonce. Now run up to the nursery and play ice hockey. Tomorrow, children, we have a talk by the Kalamazoo man on how to straighten a boa constrictor. Hello? Can't be done. It can't be done. Ridiculous. He's only had it in the oven 2 minutes. It can't be done. Now, what happens next?
Hey, boss.
What?
Boss, something terrible's happened.
Well, what is it, Sam?
Well, you know that horse you put in the champ's glove?
Yes.
Well, you forgot to take the horse off it, and it kicked him out of the ring.
Well, I'll go to the foot of our stairs. Oh!
Where are you, boss?
At the foot of our stairs.
You've been listening to Tommy Hanley in Itmar with Horace Percival, Fred Jewell, Dorothy Summer, Sidney Keith, Gino Galvani, Bill Stevens, Brian Herbert, Gene Capra, and the BBC Variety Orchestra conducted by Charles Shadwick. Script and lyrics by Ted Kavanagh, produced by Francis Worsley.